Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cable Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining today. Exciting show today. A lot of stuff that we're going to delve into. Okay, so the NBA All-Star Weekend is over. It was a celebration. It was a memorial. It was a fun game. It was a great game. It's probably one of the few All-Star games that I literally watched from the beginning to the end. As my man would say, from the rooter to the tutor, didn't miss it. Didn't miss it. Exciting ending. I like the way they did it, so we'll get into that. Slam dunk contest. Three-point contest. Skills contest. We'll wrap all that up in a nice ribbon, and we'll give you all of that, too. This Houston Astros thing will not go away. I got to tell you what Atlanta Braves, Nick Markakis said should happen to every Astro. This is really becoming laughable to me. I know people's careers are hit. I understand that. But I'm going to explain to you what I mean when I say this is becoming laughable. And I don't want to talk Tom Brady anymore. I don't. But every single day there's something else. So we'll get into that too. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. That's 4991 South Alma School, locally in Chandler. Get down there, let them know the PLR sent you. 10% off of your cigar purchase. You could also become a club member, get one of the mini lockers. Gives you access to the members lounge. Definitely want to get back there and check it out. Plenty of televisions for everyone to watch. They serve beer and wine. So you have no excuse for not to come, A, B, not to become a member. Greatest selection of cigars in the valley. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If for any reason you can't make it down there, you could always go to Stogie World. That's STOAGIE World.com and order and look at the catalog online. Welcome to the Cave Show, PLR. This is PLR. Let's jump right in. Call-in number, Kerry Lackey, Law Line 917-889-7828. I have a couple calls on hold. Let's jump right in. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Welcome.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you?
Well, better than I would say at a NASCAR race, that's for sure. Oof. What a mess.
That was crazy accident.
Yeah.
Crazy accident. I'm just happy more than anything that there are no life, that there's no
as
life.
As far as we know.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And let me kind of set up what you're mentioning. Ryan Newman, who crashed on basically the last lap. It was a bad crash, but that what Ryan McGee and what ESPN is reporting is that he was hurt bad, but they're saying it's not life threatening, although he is in very serious condition. It's amazing how fast those cars go and how close they are to each other.
Yeah.
And it's almost more surprising that more of those type of accidents don't happen. That's almost even more surprising.
Yes.
I mean, this
seems very serious. I mean, it could be from his sustained injury, so who knows?
Yeah, like I said, I think the biggest thing they keep saying over and over, it's not life-threatening. That doesn't mean that, you know, there could be something as I hate to say, as good as a few broken bones that are healed, or something else that may not heal, or if he'll be able to drive again. They're not they're not saying. So the one thing I never want to do is speculate on stuff like that, because there's,
of course not.
There's no way to do it.
No.
Yep.
But congratulations to Denny Hamlin, if that's any consolation.
I know. What a prestigious race to win. So, yes, congratulations to him.
Unfortunately, my Seton Pirates are now in the downward turn.
Who is?
Seton Hall.
Yeah, well, you know what, though, Lou? They could, I mean, they're
Done. They're done.
So, you know what? The good thing is they have a tournament. And they could, you never know what happens when they get to the tournament. So there's always that with them. There's always that.
You lost to Providence on Saturday night. You had everybody to win that game, and you blew it. You were down by 25 points, and you couldn't come back. If you lose to a team like that, you're not going to get anywhere. You had a good January, but who'd you really play? Your season's done.
Hey, they could be North Carolina.
Mm. Yeah, North Carolina's, but they've been bad all year. Wow.
Well, Seton Hall isn't done, though. I mean, they're still ranked number 16 in the country, Lou. They're 18-7.
They got
highest number 10. Right, but you're going to get in a tournament. I think that's the most important thing, right? Making a tournament?
They'll make the conference tournament, but I think the committee is now going to say, you know, they're not good enough to make the tournament.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're the 16th ranked team in the country. They sit atop of the Big East still. And you don't think that gets them in?
No, well, the committee is going to be very tough to please on this. They had their chance to win, but they have these big losses against teams they should have beat, and it's not going to be good enough.
Yeah, but they're getting, I mean, Lou, they're going to get in over Butler. They're getting in. They're going to get over Marquette.
They're
going
to lose to Butler tomorrow.
Even with the loss, though, in conference, they're still the number one team in the conference.
Yeah, very misleading, though.
I think you're selling your team short. I you know what? I'm not a betting man, but I'd have to give you a gentleman's bet, because Seton Hall's getting in. Seton Hall's getting in from the Big East. Seton Hall's getting in. Crave's getting in. Villanova's getting in. Marquette's getting in. Butler's getting in. Those are the ones that are in for sure. If Xavier can make a late run, they'll get in. And Georgetown is NIT bound. But Xavier still has an outside chance of getting in. If you look at the Big East conference, in conference play, Seton Hall's 10-3, Creighton's 9-4, and Villanova's 8-4. Seton Hall is still, even with a loss, they're still the number one team in the Big East. I don't see how that doesn't get them in.
They're not doing the job right. They could have won, and they've choked. Although I did not expect them to beat Creighton. I did not expect that, you know, and they weren't going to beat Creighton, because they always find a way to beat us. So that wasn't a surprise.
No, I hear you being hard on your team. I do. But you're throwing away the win at Butler, which is RPI. That's a big win. Then they beat Marquette, and then they got a win again at Villanova. That's a big win. Those are RPI big wins. I mean, those go a long way. So I don't know. I don't know. I think you're being too hard on your team. I think you're being real hard on your team. That's you're being hard.
Maybe, but I don't like what I see right now.
Well, no, that's the loss. The last loss was a tough loss. I get it. And I'm trying to find, like, the last teams that they're putting in, And I'm going to tell you something. They right now have the ASU Sun Devils as the fifth to last team in, which means they're getting in. And I'm a Sun Devil guy. And they
yes.
have them in. And if they're putting them in, believe me, Seton Hall's in. If they have the Sun Devils in, they're in. And I popped over to the Big East just to see where just to see what they have projected as of right now. As of right now, they have seven Big East teams in: Villanova, Seton Hall, Creighton, Butler, Marquette, Xavier, and ready for this, possibly Georgetown.
Hmm. And we're viewing at Xavier at that.
You're safe, my friend.
Okay.
You're safe. You can start filling out your bracket. You're okay.
And is Tampa Bay Lightning going to choke again this year?
Say that again?
Will the Tampa Bay Lightning choke again this year in the first round?
Lou, I'm not going to lie to you. I've watched one hockey game all year, and they were the Blackhawks.
Well,
so,
I mean, because, you know, they're on a winning streak of 11 in a row. Last year they won the President's Trophy, and, of course, they bombed down the first round. So, you know, I don't know what you think about deja vu, but could deja vu happen all over again?
I'm going to guess it could. But like I said, I've literally watched one hockey game, and it was a Blackhawks game. And I only watched the final two periods. So I couldn't even tell you who had the best record in hockey. I couldn't tell you who had the worst record in hockey.
And your D-backs start Friday, correct?
They start Saturday, and I'll actually be out. I'll be out at the D-backs tomorrow, and I will be out there Sunday as well.
All right.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah. It was...
D-backs should be good this year.
Yeah, because I was reading the schedule, and there is one game that's set for Friday, but I thought it was your Diamondbacks.
You know what? My schedule here says that they play on Saturday. I could be wrong. I could be looking at something wrong. But I thought I had it down. I try to keep up with my own. I have, like, a little calendar up so that way I can keep track of all the stuff I have to be at. But I have them Saturday as their first game against the Rockies.
Okay. I'll
and then
look it up.
Because I know on Sunday that's the game I'm actually working, and the A's are coming over across town.
Mm.
And then Tuesday, I'll be there in the morning. I'll be there Tuesday morning from about 10 o'clock, watch BP, and get all that stuff before they play the whining Dodgers.
Yeah.
So, I know. I might be the only person that's hard on the Dodgers and how they didn't get their ring and the Astros cheated. And I know. I got it.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you, Lou, just your opinion. Should the Astros give back should their title be stripped?
Well, if it were up to me, yes, but I know that's not going to happen.
Okay. So, next question. If the Red Sox are found guilty of cheating in 18, should their title be stripped too?
I think they should be booed out of the major leagues, but I know that won't happen either.
You're a Yankee fan. So just talking as a baseball as a baseball fan, would you strip theirs too?
If I were the commissioner, yes.
Okay, so what? So are we just stripping titles for sign stealing, or do we go back to the steroid era and strip titles for players that we know took steroids and had good seasons and led their teams to World Series?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a bit late for that. So I think we just have to go as far as the cheating scandal, because that was so long ago, I don't think they'll even consider that.
Do we pull people out of the Hall of Fame if we find out that they got accolades because of steroid use?
I think we should do.
Okay. Do we pull people out of the Hall of Fame that we found were using amphetamines back in the 50s and the 60s?
Well, like I said, it was so long ago, but I mean, they should. I mean, you know, I think we'd have to do that, but I don't think they will.
See, here's the thing. Once we start down the path, then we may as well just start handing titles over to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Perish the thought.
And the reason I say that is because, and I was going to get into this, but I'm going to bring it up now. Nick Markakis says every Astro needs a beating. So basically he thinks that the way everything went down, Astros players need to be beat. Okay. So,
right.
And so they damaged baseball, and they ended careers, and everything else you want to talk about. So when I look at that, this is what I say. And here's another quote that Markakis said. And I hate that there's not a follow-up to this. They let him off the hook. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. So he's saying, basically, there's a right way to cheat and a wrong way to cheat. There's a right way to steal signs, and there's a wrong way to steal signs. But if you look at that phrase, the phrase is sign stealing.
Yes.
You're stealing signs. So there's technically a right. So, again, here's where baseball confuses the hell out of me. We have a guy here that says, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. Every Astro can do it. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. There's a right way to steal signs and a wrong way to steal signs. And I'm not condoning what the Astros said. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm not. My point is, we're saying they shouldn't even have a title. But when we look back, and we look back at all these guys that have all these accolades, let me ask you this question. Who's the home run leader in baseball right now? What do the record books say? It says Barry Bonds, right?
Yes.
And if you go down that top 10 list, Mark McGwire's on there. Sandy Sosa's on there. How come we haven't removed their home runs off the list?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because each year, too.
So here's my point. The second we start doing that, then where do we stop? So if someone came
along and
said, every record before 1948 shouldn't count, because there was no integration in baseball. All records should start 1948 and on, because that's when there was true equality in baseball, and that's when everyone got to play. And since we're not going to merge leagues for records, no record before 48 should count. We don't do that. So my point with baseball is it set up all these little things and all these little rules and all these little non-spokens and all these this. You can't take stuff away. Because we'll be doing it forever.
No, you can't.
So should the Astros get a side eye? Yeah. Should we look at them as cheaters? Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm hard-pressed to believe that Nick Markakis, as a 14-year-old vet, has never heard of, seen, thought, or turned a blind eye to someone that he know cheated. And if you turned a blind eye to someone that you know cheated, they actually took another person's job. So I'm tired of kind of hearing that they took someone else's job. Because when Brady Anderson was hitting 50 home runs as a leadoff hitter because of steroids, he took someone else's job. As much as we like A-Rod, when he's hitting those dongs, he's taking other people's jobs. He's hurting other people's ERAs. So I think we got to be careful when we start saying that. That's just
yes,
my
we do.
That's just my opinion on what we're taking away. So,
yes,
I'm off my soapbox for now. It'll come back, but for right now, I'm off.
Oh, I know. They'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll definitely be back.
Sooner than we think.
All right, my friend. What else you got for me?
Let's see. I covered a lot. Oh yeah. Bree says he wants to do one more year.
Yeah, poor Saints. I think he's washed.
Yeah.
I hope he proves me wrong. I didn't see a real impressive Drew Brees last year. I mean, when they got to the playoffs, he didn't look impressive in that game.
No, he did not.
And I love Drew Brees fans and tell me I'm crazy. He had one good run.
Yeah. That's about it all.
So, I don't know. They're going to say, yeah, well, look at his passer rating. Look at how many touchdowns he threw. Look at how – when I say washed, I don't mean Eli Manning washed. So, let me apologize for that. But he wasn't this good. He throws four
yards. So, you don't think he's all washed up?
I don't think he's washed up. I just don't think – for whatever reason, I think people think they're getting back Drew Brees. The Super Bowl winner, Drew Brees. And I don't think you are. I mean, he's always going to be
okay.
Accurate. He's always going to. But he is the master of the 7-yard pass. The 6-yard pass.
Right.
I think that makes a difference. You know, Drew Brees completed 74% of his passes. I know. But he doesn't throw the ball far. Can't throw a deep pass anymore.
No, he can't. He can try all he wants, but he can't.
It's just a fact.
Yeah,
you know,
it's rather disturbing. But
I, like I said, that's just me. You know, in the playoffs last year, 26 of 33, 78. Completion percentage, 78%. That's great. But he's only averaging 6 yards a pass. That's not a lot.
No.
Yards per attempt, 6.3. Yards per catch, 8. That's not a lot, Lou.
No.
Yards per catch, 8 yards per catch. He's a dinker and he's a dunker. His yards per catch this year were the lowest they had been in 6 years. He's not the same. But, yep, he's coming back. You're 100% correct.
By the way, speaking of the Blackhawks, they're playing the Rangers tomorrow night.
Go Hawks.
Thanks.
You know the Hawks had a nice stretch of 3 titles in 5 years, right?
Yeah, but what happened?
It doesn't matter what happened. It's not, you're bringing up old stuff.
No, it's not the Blackhawks that we once saw.
Yeah, you're bringing up old stuff. What are you bringing up old stuff for? Give me a hard time for no reason. You're bringing up old stuff.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it at that.
All right, my friend. It's always good hearing from you.
Thanks.
All right, Lou. Always good to catch up with my friend, Lou. Everyone wants to know what happened to the Blackhawks. What if? What happened? Nothing happened. Trade away some players they probably shouldn't have. Done some things they probably shouldn't have. But 3-5. That's pretty good. A couple of things to talk about. Let's get into it in 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So I'm looking back at Drew Brees, and I know I've been giving him a hard time. And I'm just looking back at some of the stats in the last game, and I know I said he had one good drive. But when I look back over the last few drives, I see interception, punt, there's my touchdown, fumble, and then a field goal. Not the same, man. You can tell me what you want. It's not the same. He's not the same player. I could shoot Shaquille O'Neal up right now. He'd give me 50% from the field, but it's not the same player. So, definitely want to talk the NBA All-Star Game. I love the format. The weekend was heart-rending. Listen, I'm going to just be honest. I can't watch too much more Kobe stuff. Really can't. Jennifer Hudson killed it in that tribute song. Killed it. With the videos, with everything. Heart-grabbing. Just heart-grabbing. Chaka Khan. Can you love something and hate it at the same time? Because I loved and hated that performance. She shot Khan. But any national anthem that's over 2 minutes, it starts to get to me. I'm sorry. Personal thing. Unless it's Marvin Gaye in the 1984 NBA All-Star Olympics. All-Star Game. But 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Get through it. Get through it. But I love Shaka. I love the format. It felt like a professional pickup game in the fourth quarter. No commercials, straight through, team to 157. Loved it. Flat out loved it. They both here's the part that I think a lot of people didn't get, right? You have 12 All-Stars on one team and 12 All-Stars on the other, but only five of them got in the game and played. So no matter how good you are, think about it. There was no Westbrook in that last few minutes. There was no Devin Booker in the last few minutes. No Jason Tatum in the last few minutes. So as much of a star as these guys are, the star of the stars were on the court. A bunch of alpha dogs on the court. That was beautiful. And I hope this format stays the same. Because guys played hard. Guys played hard. And they were having fun competing. Listen, you cannot get that many successful people on one court, and they all are competitive. Because they wouldn't be at this level if they weren't. And they weren't. Look, I know they were playing for money to go to charities. But in that fourth quarter, they weren't thinking about charities. That was pride and ego playing. And I think that's why I loved it so much. Because pride and ego took over. And that was fun to watch. Loved three-point contest. Loved the skills contest. Loved and hated the three-point contest. Look, the NBA won't come out and say it. People won't come out and say it. No one will come out and say it. Dwayne Wade was wrong. You could tell by the way Comet and Scotty looked at him. See, the cahoots was in because Aaron Gordon won that slam dunk contest. Let's just be honest. Aaron Gordon won that contest. And I love Derrick Jones, and the dunks he did were amazing and off the backboard, between the legs, incredible. Every dunk he did was a between the legs dunk. Aaron Gordon did everything. And he should have won. And the whole thing was, let's make the NBA do it. Let's make the NBA figure out who was going to win. They decided to tie at the end, but Dwayne Wade decided he was going to not follow suit. You can't tell me if Common or Scotty knew that Dwayne Wade was going to do what he did, they wouldn't have gone with a different score. But the NBA is going to protect Dwayne Wade because Dwayne Wade is NBA quote-unquote royalty. But Dwayne Wade knows he was wrong. He knows it. He knows he didn't follow protocol, and he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And he jobbed his boy with the Miami Heat into the title. I'm sorry. And if I'm Aaron Gordon, I don't blame him. I ain't doing it again. So what? Wade could job me again, so someone else can job me again? See, when he lost to Zach LaVine back in 16, that one really could have gone either way. But this one couldn't, man. That dude won that award. Hands down. And then he got jobbed. Hands down. So a couple other things else I wanted to get to. First off, if you ever miss the show, any parts of the show, anything about the show, you can always go to thesportscave.com, click Listen Live, and get the replay. You can also go to KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Heard every day at 3 o'clock on the download. Make sure you get that app on the Apple app or Google Play Store. That's KSRN. And check out a lot of the other things they have going on that fine download radio app. But a couple of things I want to get to before we jump up out of here. Baseball starts this Saturday for the AZ Diamondbacks. I will be covering so many games. So make sure that you're on top of what we're doing, not just the Diamondbacks, but I'll be all over the Valley covering all as many games as possible. I know I said I'd talk a little bit about Brady. Change of heart. I don't want to talk about Brady no more. Not today. Not today. So scratch that. We talked about Breeze. I've talked about my 40-year-old quarterbacks. Right? Watched a little XFL this weekend. Ooh, that's a hard league to watch. I need to see some quarterback play. I really do. Really got to see some quarterback play. Or at least give me a playmaker. Someone I really want to watch. And this is no disrespect to Artis Payne. He used to play running back for the Carolina Panthers. I didn't care to watch him then. The only reason I'm watching a little bit of XFL is because it's football and it's on. But it's not captivating. It's not. Tomorrow I want to get into some of the Joe Burrow things. Also want to talk some of the midway point of the NBA season, even though we're slightly on the other side of the midway point. Talk about a little bit of that, see if there's any movement with this quarterback stuff. And I'm sure we still won't have a ribbon to wrap around this Houston Astros thing. And I'm sure some more players, you know, Mike Trout came out and said something. I'm sure some more players will come out and say something, and they have every right to be upset. But can the whining stop? And can hopefully when baseball starts Saturday, we can get more into that and not as much as this whining back and forth. On the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook, at Sports Cave, Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com, Cave is with the K. And you can get me directly at PLR on sports. on the Twitter. So until tomorrow, thank you for joining today. We will be back. Ready to roll. The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. I thank you for joining me this Tuesday. Everyone, have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow. Someday. All right. See you tomorrow.